On Total Wellness Radio, we have the honor of interviewing practitioners from around the world. We also have the joy of hosting at our clinic here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a six-day hands-on mentorship program. If you are a nutrition-minded practitioner and dream of taking your business to new levels, our mentorship program has what you need to get you there and save you time and money in the process. For more information, contact me, Dan Young, directly at 307-631-5300. Now for this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. This is actually episode 76, where on this program, we bring you all things natural from natural practitioners from around the world. And today we have, I believe, Jennifer Lee on with us. Jennifer, did you make the connection okay?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We look forward to our interview.
Me too.
Yeah. So let me get started right off the bat here and share with our listeners some of the background and information, Jennifer, that you have provided us. We're super excited about having you today. Jennifer is a certified personal trainer as well as a nutritionist. She previously was deeply involved in bodybuilding and powerlifting and is also certified in a modality called Reiki, which I'm sure she'll hopefully enlighten our listeners during the podcast today on Reiki and what that all means and what it can do for you. And just this last year, 2017, you were a finalist for the Telstra Business Woman's Award. So welcome to the show. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So with all of my interviews on the podcast, I like to start off very simply by sharing with people what was the catalyst or the event that took place in your life that put you on this path in natural health?
So mine was basically, I guess it came about from my own health complications. So I'd sort of saw doctors and psychiatrists for various issues and didn't make much headway. So I found a chiropractor who was trained in many modalities like acupuncture, NET, kinesiology. And he actually sort of, I guess, started my journey to getting well. And from there, it just kind of escalated.
Now, about how long ago was this?
About 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So I had, I was having issues with fatigue and allergies, and I had some mental health problems. I was, not sleeping. Mm-hmm. I'd seen doctors, and they were telling me, they thought I had MS, but they weren't really sure. And I saw a psychiatrist who diagnosed me with ADD. They gave me those dexamphetamine tablets.
Mm-hmm.
So, it helped a little bit, but it didn't actually fix the issue. So I guess when I saw my chiropractor, he read my file and sort of gave me all this different advice in terms of all the things that he could do to sort of help me fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't understand at first because I grew up in one of those households, where you just go to the doctor. If something's wrong, you go to the doctor, they're going to fix
right.
it.
Yeah.
That's what I believed.
Yeah,
I just went to him to get my back cracked because I was weight training all the time and I didn't actually have any idea that all these other skills that he had. I didn't really know anything about that whole industry.
And the things you're touching on, and forgive me, let me interject here, is amazing because you went to different specialists, different doctors, getting different feedback, different diagnoses. And you were able to, from a natural perspective, go to essentially, if I'm hearing you correctly, go to one person who was able to help you kind of piece the whole puzzle together from a wide, and everything is connected kind of approach. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. And I just really liked his approach because it was all about empowering me. He was like, this is what you can do if you want to feel better.
Yes. That's a wonderful way to put it.
And he sort of educated me in my session. So yeah, I loved it.
That's great. That's great. So now are you still bodybuilding, powerlifting? You still involved in that industry at all? Or?
So I'm still personal training. But now I train women for that rather than me competing myself.
Okay. My son did that for a few years and competed three or four different times here in Northern Colorado. Which
bodybuilding?
in bodybuilding. Yeah. So, it's, I know what you people put yourselves through to look that way.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's, I don't know, I really believe in it. I think it's really great. I think you know, when you get to that level of discipline with your food, it really kind of opens up like a lot of what do you call it, like opens up your mind,
Yeah.
because you know you can't use food as a crutch, and which is a lot of people, especially women, like a lot of people use food to self-medicate or to, you know, squash down their emotions. And if you're doing something like a bodybuilding comp, you can't do that.
That's 100%. That's true.
Yeah, so it kind of opens this whole process. And I notice this with all of my clients. I notice this whole pro brings out all of their emotional stuff, which
You
they
know,
then kind of work through, you know, and they come out the other end a stronger person for it.
absolutely. You
So.
never know what the potential vulnerabilities are until you're faced with challenges, but walking through those challenges is where you get that growth. So as you know that
Yeah,
as a trainer.
exactly.
So Becca, my assistant here at the clinic, she's writing a book right now on how to develop a different relationship with food. And one of the things that she was telling me, she goes, if you think about it, even all the way back to when we were infants, when we were get fussy, or one of the very first tools that parents do with babies is here, they stick a bottle in their mouth.
Yep.
And so we're groomed from like day one almost that food is not we eat for pleasure, not purpose. It seems to be the problem with it. So
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
what is your primary focus, Jennifer? I mean, as far as I know, you're a personal trainer. You're not bodybuilding personally, but you're helping others in that industry. What else? What other focuses do you have right now that you're working on as far as education or coaching, that type of thing?
I'm studying naturopathy, which I finish next week, actually.
Oh,
So I've been doing that
congratulations.
for, sorry.
Congratulations. We have that in common for
Thanks.
sure.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, good for
Yeah.
you.
And that was actually recommended to me by my chiropractor after all the years that I'd seen him, and kind of, you know, I was reading all these books and asking him 600,000 questions as I was going. And he was like, you really need to get qualified. So, yeah. So that's actually where I got the idea from. And yeah, I kind of wanted to be a chiropractor because I just wanted to be able to do whatever he could do, but they don't offer it where I was locally. So I chose
Gotcha.
naturopathy, and yeah, it's been amazing. It's such a like it really changes the way that you look at the body.
Yeah.
So that's been really powerful for me.
And then coming from your own personal experience, 10 years ago, as far as the things that you went through, and seeing now being exposed to the naturopathic, philosophy, treating the body as a whole, do no harm. I mean, really do no harm, not just give it lip service, right? But
Yes.
really, do no harm in terms of helping
Actually
people
don't
get
do anything.
well. Yeah, it's like with the docs that you've had in to work with and the philosophy that you now have versus what you were exposed to it, they're night and day, are they not?
Yes. Yeah. And I like it's mind-blowing. It's actually amazing how complicated it is too, in a way, but also simple at the same time.
Yes.
So I know
So
it's going to take me a while to master it, but I'm
are you going to
excited.
go into clinical practice, or are you just going to incorporate your naturopathic education in with personal training and just remain like at your core a personal trainer?
I don't know, because I really love personal training. Like I really, because I really like the strength aspect, and I don't know, I've never really imagined myself not being in the gym, but at the same
Yeah,
time, I'm
okay.
really excited about practicing. So I'm going to do a bit of a half-half to start with, I think. And then, you know, I'm kind of trying to work out how I can integrate the two into a sort of a holistic program offering, if that makes sense.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. So, you know, strengthening the body physically and, you know, nutritionally, removing all of those, you know, blocks or and empowering them. And I've done a few other modalities in the sense of like mindset and emotional health as well, which I learned there are other modalities that actually really helped me heal my health problems. So I kind of just, I don't know, I have this habit of getting a bit better and then needing to be qualified in that modality. Because it's really interesting. So yeah, I like to kind of, I guess, pull from different disciplines and kind of find where that suits my market and my clients that I have already.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I refer to that as structured flexibility.
Yeah.
The structure is that we're looking at the whole body, we're not doing anything invasive. That So whether it's an infant or a 36-year-old mom with PMS problems or a 85-year-old grandfather with arthritic knees, the approach can be the same, but within that approach, we are structured. You can be flexible to provide different things based on what that person needs. So it's really the best of both worlds. And it's, I think, from my experience, the most advanced form of care there is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's much more advanced than here's the pill for the ill approach.
Yes.
Or that, you know, you have a scalpel deficiency, let's get rid of your gallbladder, you know, or whatever. So
yeah, you've really got to be able to connect the dots.
Exactly. Very
That's
well
That's what took
put.
Me a while to get used to in my studies, like in my clinical hours. Mm-hmm. Like I think it maybe took me until I was about halfway through them, till I was like, I think I understand what we're doing here.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
How's the rest of the family?
Holistically.
How's the rest of the family view your holistic path, being that this is really not your background?
I'm not really sure. I kind of just talk about it to the people that that support it, if that makes
sure.
sense. Because, you know, I used to have a lot of issues with self-esteem, so I tend to say something I believe in, get knocked down, walk away from it. So,
yeah.
You know, I've been really working on that muscle in a sense of this is what I believe in and I'm just going to say it anyway. But my auntie
Good for
she's
you.
Actually very into this stuff. She's an artist and she's just lately been seeing a naturopath and stuff. So I actually talk to her a lot. So, yeah, and that's been really wonderful.
That's excellent. Yeah, you know, we walk through life with enough critics. We don't need to be one of them, Jennifer.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Yeah, well, and you're the worst one, right? Like, if you're your worst enemy and you're thinking everyone's going to think all these things, it's actually very hard to move forward in life with what you want to do, especially if it's against the grain a bit. Like, and it is in the city that I'm from. You know, it's a bit of a minority if you're kind of into the natural health, especially the healing or the energetic kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get people to understand, but I guess from my perspective, because I have like this book of clients, I actually have been talking to them over the years about all the things that I'm doing and they find it really fascinating. Mm-hmm. So even if they're not quite a believer, they're still very interested in hearing about it.
They're still willing to benefit from your knowledge.
Yeah. And I think they just don't know where it comes from. Like, you know, that they really embrace the knowledge, but they don't know that, say, for example, it came from my spiritual teacher or my Reiki teacher or a book about the unconscious. Like they don't really mind. Like they go, that's really awesome. I'll practice that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're actually quite open-minded. I think it's just the labels kind of get in the way a bit.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
So you're going to stay with the coaching. Any other, is there any specific products or modalities that really stand out to you as like your favorite of all things? I know you've mentioned a few already.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a favorite yet. I'm really in this place where I don't know. I don't necessarily want to let anything go, but I mean, I guess the thing I'm most passionate about at the moment is naturopathy. And then, I'm not sure if I want to practice Reiki, but I'm very fascinated in the whole energetic healing. And then I've recently did a certificate in this thing called Site K. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I have not. Let's talk about it in a minute.
So it's kind of like, it's similar to NET, what's it called? NLP. Do you have NLP over there?
Uh-huh. Yes, we do. Neuro-linguistic programming. Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to that. So it's just it's hard to explain because I'm not an expert at it yet. I'm still kind of like I'm qualified and I'm still getting my head around it. But it's basically getting the right and left brain to be in sync with your beliefs and like getting your subconscious mind to have beliefs that serve you. So say, you know, your goal is to lose weight, then, you know, you might have a subconscious belief that you're not capable of that. Mm-hmm. So you can consciously want to lose weight all you like, but you're likely to sabotage if your whole, brain's not in line with that goal.
Sure.
So you kind of work with the self-limiting belief and you transform that into a positive belief. And then it's really amazing. Like I've had it done a few times on myself and the change is instantaneous. So
yes.
Yeah, you just immediately actually feel at peace with that new belief, and it makes what you're trying to do a lot easier. But obviously, it's a multi-layered process, just like everything else. Like, you can't just get it in one hit. You know, you might get an aspect of it, and then as you're sort of moving through your new goals, then you'll have these memories or things will pop up that, you know, have now kind of, I guess, been released because you've changed your belief, and you can work on that, and you can just keep working and working until your mind is a lot clearer about what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you find some really interesting stuff. So the process is kind of about, you might have the intention to lose weight, but it might not actually have anything to do with the weight. You know, you might end up discovering that, not losing weight is actually stopping you from feeling confident, which is stopping you from pursuing career goals, which is your actual problems that you're afraid of failure.
Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Really fascinating.
So along the lines with the energy work, you're also studying to be or are going to implement iridology, it looks like.
Yeah, we did it as part of naturopathy.
Okay.
Did you do that over there as with yours?
Yeah, well, my father was an iridologist. He studied with Bernard Jensen. Yes. And so when I saw that was part of your either your educational background or focus, I thought, I've got to ask you about iridology. What do you think of it? Have you been using it, or do you plan on it? I always found it very fascinating, but I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, well, I actually did a lot of my clients' eyes after I learned it. And I was amazed. Like, I don't know. Because it's not that I was a skeptic. I just, you know, because it's very, when you actually look into how to do it, you know, it's very structured in the sense that you're trying to match the little, you know, the lesions on the eyes with all of the organ systems, and you're trying to put this puzzle together. But when you have that, and then plus the patient's like case history, it's crazy how it links. And then furthermore, like when I sort of did my clients, or these are my personal training or nutrition clients, you know, I put it all together, and it would actually just pin their personality to a T.
Yes.
And because I already knew them, and I'd already been working with, you know, with them and their, all of that. Yeah, I guess I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I'm so interested in going further with this. But we only really touched on it in my course. There's a couple of people on YouTube who are really good at it. And I watched a lot of their videos, and they just make it so simple. They'll be like, there's mucus, there's gastric acid. You know, it's amazing.
But Dr. Jensen, who, you know, we widely in America give, credit for kind of being one of the fathers of iridology.
Yeah.
You know, he was able to look at the eyes, and with not even meeting the person, he could give them about a 10-year past history of what their health was like, whether they ever broke a bone. If they did, where did they break it? Are they on prescription medications? What kind are they? What's their current health status now? And oh, by the way, where they're going to be in about 10 years if they don't change some things. And that's what I found fascinating is how predictive it was in terms of nailing the person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I found with it. Like, and just at a beginner level. So, and I've always really loved eyes.
So, yes. Windows to the soul.
As soon as I started doing it, I was like, this is for me.
Yeah. They are the windows to the soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and interestingly, like when I first met my Reiki teacher, he was telling me about eyes, because I was, I went in there with like my armor on, thinking I have it all together. And then he just told me straight up in about the course of 10 minutes, every single thing. And I was like, where did you get that from? And later on, he just said, like, you know, you're saying one thing, but your eyes are telling me a different story. He didn't do iridology, but just looking at he kind of just looks into your eyes.
Yep.
And that's a part of how he does his energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it took me maybe about 2 or 3 years of having appointments monthly with him to actually even be able to look him in the eyes. I didn't even realize I had this, you know, where I was trying to be hidden kind of a thing. So he'd do that to help you open up and be able to take in the information properly. Yeah. So that really fascinated me as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you find in working with the Reiki instructor for that 3-year period of time, or maybe longer now, that uncovering that and the inability to look into the eyes of someone else, do you feel that maybe some of that was what attracted you to bodybuilding, was to make it's, you know, how people will put on that outside shell or that protection because they don't want
Yes.
people to see the inside. Did you ever make that connection?
Yeah, because I'd stopped, I actually found my Reiki teacher the second I decided to give up the bone building.
Oh, okay. I was
Yeah,
curious
so
if there
it's,
was a connection there.
yeah, there was. And then he was telling me at the time, he was like, this is just, you know, because he was saying, you know, you want to lift all these heavy weights and you're trying to protect yourself. And I was thinking, no, not. But
Yeah.
everything that he said was true in the end. So yeah, it was 100%, it was a form of protection.
Yep.
And eating is a
Yep.
form of protection, controlling your food
Sure.
intake, controlling how much you exercise, getting endorphins, having a sports goal, competing. I found all of that was actually a band-aid for me. Most of my personality was a band-aid.
Wow. So
Yeah, so I actually had to completely change it.
that was very liberating meeting you for the first time.
It has been.
When you got to meet you, yeah.
Yeah, it has been. It's been really crazy. And then it's interesting because when you do meet you for the first time, you're sort of like, I know you already.
Yeah.
Like you don't feel like it is really a new person. It's just that you're, I guess, you're fully embracing who you
Yeah.
are rather than wearing a mask and spending your free time being who you are,
Yep.
which is sort of what I was
Self-awareness.
doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yeah, self-awareness. Absolutely.
So what city in Australia are you in?
I'm in Canberra, which is the capital. Except no one knows about us.
How did you say that again? Canberra?
Yeah, Canberra. It's
Canberra.
about 3 hours drive from Sydney.
Canberra, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we always tell people that we're part of our focus in the podcast is to bring things all natural from practitioners around the world. So I got to make sure I put it on the map that we now have Canberra on our podcast map. So that's good.
Awesome.
Very awesome. Very awesome. So what are your plans for the future? Any specific like goals or things that you want to, see in the next 5 to 10 years, where this takes you, that type of thing?
Yeah, I suppose my goal is just to kind of keep building my business. But yeah, just expand out. Lately, I've been trying to expand out just into the general population. So do a little bit less of the athletic coaching and a little bit more of helping just everyday women find health and balance. Because I find, you know, my fitness industry, it's kind of gotten a little bit out of control in the sense that it's all about perfect bodies and supplements and, you know, a lot of steroid use and that kind of thing. So I really want to start to, I guess, distance myself from that side of it.
Yes.
And yeah, really make a bit more contact with the everyday woman. I think they get very intimidated now, you know. So the fitness industry kind of used to be a place where if you wanted to strengthen your body or learn about nutrition, you'd go to fitness. Whereas now it's almost like it's created an issue of its own where they might want to go to fitness, but it's, I guess, blanketed in so much perfection and very, very bad false messages. So lots of people with you know, online accounts who aren't really qualified sharing diet information that's not necessarily correct, and it's a
Yep.
bit of a maze out there. So I spend a lot of my free time actually just trying to help them understand the basics that they have to do, and you know, so I really want to, I guess, get more in touch with that market and
Okay.
find a way
So
there as well.
are you doing any podcasts of your own? Do you have like a website or Facebook page? What's the best way to get in touch with you for our listeners if they want more information on that?
Probably, yeah, just my website. I don't have a podcast or anything yet. I'm waiting to finish my studies and then I'm going to
Okay.
be branching out. And I was thinking, I haven't decided yet, podcast or YouTube channel or something like that. But at the moment, I just have a blog.
Okay.
So, you know, I share a lot of my thoughts, I guess, on my Instagram and my website.
So what is the website address for our listeners? I'll make sure and capture this for them.
So it's www.jennifer, JenniferLEE.com.au.
.au.
Yeah, AU for
Okay.
Australia.
Got it. JenniferLee.com.au. Got it. www. We got that. We'll get that in the links. And the other thing is, and you said on Instagram too, because that's how you and I connected, I think.
Yeah, Instagram.
What's your Instagram address there?
So my Instagram address is Jennifer, JENIFER underscore Lee underscore.
Jennifer underscore Lee underscore.
Yeah,
That's
that's
perfect.
me.
That's excellent. Well, share with me as we get ready to wrap up the interview here, share with me some of your most exciting wins that you've seen with some of your clients. I always love hearing about, I mean, I'm intrigued by you overcoming your health concerns, and you had a diverse, you know, history of things there that you've been able to overcome and move forward from, which I applaud you for. Congratulations. And I want to also hear about some of the clients that you've worked with and some of their experiences with this as well.
I have a lot. Like, I guess I'm actually very connected in with my clients because, because of the transparency that we have to have. But, a lot of them sort of came to me with the whole, you know, doing 12 cardio sessions a week and starving themselves to try and, get what I would call a fitness body, like build muscle and lose body fat and become an athlete. I would probably spend, I've got a lot of clients where I actually spent a good year probably reversing everything that they had done, because I'd done this in the past as well and had to do it myself, you know, and just getting to a place where they're just lifting weights and feeling empowered by training and teaching them to eat enough food to nourish their body and just watching their bodies actually change and seeing how, you know, they're so grateful. Maybe they, you know, they go off and become personal trainers and they try and support their family and stuff like that. And, you know, overcoming body image issues, because I always have to teach them, like, you know, you can do this bodybuilding comp, but having a bikini body is not actually going to make you happy.
Right.
So watching them kind of, I guess, take that on board and transform, and I don't know, it's kind of hard to put in words, I guess, but it definitely drives me to do what I'm doing.
And haven't you noticed in working with these people,
what was that?
Haven't you noticed in working with your clients that, like, when you're like in the zone and helping them zero in on that one or two real pieces of the cause of their concerns, and they really focus in on that, haven't you also witnessed that it has like this ripple effect into other areas of their life?
So much, yeah. So they end up changing jobs, they end up leaving their partners, getting new partners, changing friendship groups. It's actually amazing. And none of that's me. Like, it's just them finding power within themselves.
Exactly.
It's like they just need someone to give them that little piece that they need as they go. You know, they'll go, Jen, I'm having a meltdown, yada, yada, yada. You know, I'll make a few suggestions. I'll say, oh, how about you look into this? Or have you tried doing this? You know, have you tried writing about it? Or I'll just explain, give them a few ideas. They'll go off and do it. And then, you know, a week later, they're like, I feel amazing. This is what I got out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they just keep moving forward. People only need, and that's all I needed. Like, I was very lost when I started my journey, like really lost. And I only needed, you know, one chiropractor to tell me that he could fix it. And as much as it took me a few years to actually understand it and go back to him, he planted a seed.
Yes.
Yeah. And so
I sort of. And I believe that's capable for. I believe that's possible for anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they're willing to pay the price and make the changes necessary, develop the skills, you know, be very patient and work hard, you know. Yes. And obviously from the bodybuilding arena, you know exactly what those two words mean.
Yeah.
You put yourself through torture on a daily basis for years on end.
Yep. I counted food for about 6 years straight.
Yeah. So I watched my son pack around this great big bag on his back that he could plug in wherever he was to heat his own meals. And he was all of his food prep was amazing. Absolutely stunning.
I had a whole bag of like food prep emptied at an airport once. So I was so embarrassed at the time because it wasn't really thing. Now they'd probably go, oh, you're a gym person.
Yeah, like, right.
Back then they just looked at me and I was like, I have nothing to say.
That's great.
And I was actually just worried they'd take it off me.
Hey, right, yeah. Thinking you were bringing something you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, but I got it all back. Yeah. It was fine. So, yeah. Cold beef and rice at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything for the gains.
That's it. That's it. I watched my son go through. It's just brutal.
Yeah. But it's such a good feeling. I don't know. There's something about it. I probably won't do it again, though. I feel much more liberated just eating for health and, you know.
Yes.
Training for enjoyment.
Yep. That's him, too, now. He gave it up. He was in martial arts. So the studio that he was with closed down, and short story long, he dive into bodybuilding, and he left there to gymnastics, and now he's instructing in karate again and back with his old master, and he's happier than he's ever been. So,
yeah,
but that's awesome. We all have those journeys. So,
yeah.
Well, any parting, any final comments or thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners that come to mind as we get ready to wrap up our discussion here today?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it. You've and we are kindred spirits. I can already feel that energetically because of the naturopathic background. And my father was a naturopath and master herbalist. And so we're kind of going into our third generation here for what we do. And so I always love speaking with others on that same path. We have a lot in common. And I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we will make sure and get you the information on the links so you'll have it for all of your platforms. And in closing up, this is Dan Young for Total Wellness Radio, all things natural and all practitioners natural from around the world. This is going to conclude episode 76. And for Jennifer Leith, and this is again Dan Young, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll check in with you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. We hope you enjoyed and found real value in this episode. For more information, check us out at CountryDoctorNutritionalCenter.com or on Facebook by the same name, Country Doctor Nutritional Center. You can tune in to weekly live stream discussions on today's most important health concerns every Wednesday from noon until 12:30-ish Mountain Standard Time. That's at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Thank you again for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Look forward to seeing you next time.